Joining me now to talk about some of the more unexpected ways to shower that special someone with affection is J.M. Hirsch, food editor at the Associated Press. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
White Castle, really? What are they offering for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you go to this fast food chain. They set out the silverware, the white tablecloths. They serve you at your table, which is kind of a break from tradition for these sorts of restaurants. And, you know, and you go there, and I guess you make an affair of the evening. I have to say, I don't see the appeal of it. I think, to be honest, I believe it started in Brooklyn or thereabouts. And so I have to assume there's a bit of a hipster ironic vibe to this sort of thing. And I don't know, that doesn't do it for me.
But are chain restaurants just trying to cash in on these holidays? Or is it just an opportunity for press coverage like I'm giving them right now?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think one thing, it's not just chain restaurants. You know, it is one of the biggest nights of the year for all restaurants. And they clearly, they make a lot of money and they roll out the specials. Of course, in the food world, we consider it amateur night. And anybody in the know knows not to go out on Valentine's Day. But that's beside the point. But what you're seeing with this, you know, White Castle and, you know, other restaurants similar to it. And I've even got a lot of pitches lately from upscale restaurants down around the Boston area that are doing the same sort of thing of family night. They're obviously just trying to broaden their appeal, make it easier for parents who want to have a special evening, you know, be able to go out and do it in a restaurant. I have to say, I would argue that it's probably not all that special if you're bringing your toddlers with you for a Valentine's Day dinner, and I think I would try to avoid that or get a babysitter, but there you go.
Hooters is also offering Hooters a special.
Now Hooters is part of this wing thing, okay? This really threw me. But apparently, these chain restaurants are trying to connect Valentine's Day and wings, and I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
But for example, TGI Fridays. They have noticed, supposedly, that enough pickups and connections are happening in their restaurants between lovers that involve wingmen, you know, the person who introduces you or whatever. And so they're doing some sort of a special giveaway where you can buy, instead of for your lover, you can buy wings for your wingman for Valentine's.
Well, this is an interesting sort of thing, like the kids, like the toddlers, this idea that Valentine's Day should be
all inclusive. So much for just you and you and the love of your life. Now, Hooters has a 2-for-1 deal going on for wings. Now, I have to say, the idea of saying to your significant other, honey, we're going to Hooters tonight. Don't worry, it's 2-for-1. That just kind of throws me. But
similar deals at Waffle House and the Hometown Buffet. But I mean, are we just being elitist to laugh at these deals?
Well, perhaps. But, I mean, you know, actually what's interesting is that, you know, the numbers you were quoting before, the National Retail Federation, that, you know, 54% of Americans.
Right.
Well, last year, apparently 60% did. So I don't know if we're losing interest in love or if we're just losing interest in Valentine's Day, but fewer of us are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day.
Oh, I wonder if it's an economic thing that, you know, Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme and Pizza Hut.
They're all doing their sort of things. You can buy the Pizza Hut fragrance. You can get – and, you know, Krispy Kreme doesn't want to be left out, by the way. They're getting in on the lover donut action, too. They're doing – instead of heart-shaped donuts, they're doing X's and O's.
Well, nothing says I love you like the smell of Pizza Hut, as far as I can tell.
I know. Well, you know, I think what you do is you put on a little bit of Pizza Hut, and then you go over to Hooters, and then you swing through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru on your way home.
And, of course, White Castle when you've had too much to drink.
Exactly.
It's a night out. We're speaking with J.M. Hirsch. He's food editor for the Associated Press, about what to do on Valentine's, or not.
Or not,
I guess.
Apparently more people are doing. But
okay, well, let's swing the other way, away from fast food, to wines, which always says class.
Yes. Well, okay, so I had this... You know, you have this experience walking through the grocery store, the wine aisle, and there's all these wacky labels. And I have to say, I'm a total, you know, I will totally buy into a wine label, a pretty label, a cool label, whatever. And I was struck by how many wine names and labels clearly are playing the Valentine's card.
Really?
Oh, totally. So I had one of my wine writer go out and investigate how many mass market wines could really play up to Valentine's Day. And she found some great stuff. So first of all, if you're into a sweet red, there is something called Birds and Bees wine.
Do we need to hear the story?
We'll just leave that one. And then there is, of course, if you're more of the white, you can get Simply Naked Chardonnay. If your, you know, interests sway more to the literary, you can actually get a 50 Shades of Grey wine.
We're going to call that literary.
Yeah. We'll use the term loosely. Speaking of loose, you could also get Ménage à Trois.
It's got to be from California.
Yes, it is. And oddly enough, most of these wines are from California.
Okay, so we know. I often look at these kind of novelty wine labels and think, can they be any good?
You know, you have to look at where they come from and who's making them. A lot of them are smaller manufacturers or producers. And, you know, they're not bad. Most of these that we're talking about range in the $10 to $14 range. Mm-hmm. And I've found, at least in reds, I don't tend to drink a whole lot of whites, but I have found that in reds, if you spend $10 to $14, you're getting something reasonably drinkable for an everyday wine.
Plenty of people who are not fans of Valentine's Day, you know, they say it's an invented or Hallmark holiday. Like it or not, it has taken on meaning, right? And
right.
And if we ignore it, we appear a little grinchy or a little resentful. Any suggestions for somebody who is absolutely not a fan of Valentine's Day?
Not a fan of Valentine's. Well, you know, I think the best thing to do, you know, assuming you have you're one of the 54% and you have somebody to celebrate it with, my, you know, tried and true is stay home, avoid the restaurants because you're going to pay more, they're going to be a zoo, you're going to have to fight for reservations. Stay home and make a nice dinner. I mean, I know, for example, that I will be spending Valentine's Day on my couch with a bottle of wine, spending a little bit of quality time with Kevin Spacey this Friday.
I was going to say the three little words of this Valentine's Day: House of Cards.
Yes, that's the only Valentine's Day card that's going to be in my life.
Well, J.M. Hirsch, food editor at the Associated Press, happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
You can find a list of all the unexpected restaurant deals and some of those sassy wines, even the ones we can't say on public radio, at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. J.M. Hirsch plans to spend Valentine's Day at home with his wife and son. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? Now throw a toddler into the mix. When Word of Mouth continues, we'll tag along on date night with a young married couple trying to keep romance afloat in a 2-year-old dominated universe. Can love reign over tantrums? We'll find out when Word of Mouth continues.